Continuing with our series on the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Asma'ul Husna, and being able to understand them so we can apply them to our lives, as per the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. We've also looked at the ayah of Surah Bani Israel, ayah 110, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ اِدْءُ اللَّهَ أَوِدْءُ الرَّحْمَنِ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And today we will look at one of the most beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them are beautiful. Each one has its own beauty. But this one is التواب, the acceptor of repentance, the one who constantly turns people to repentance. Let's first look at the Quranic reference for this ayah. There are many references, but we will look at Surah Al-Baqarah, which is Surah number 2, ayah 37, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى عَدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ قَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Adam received some words from his Rabb, so he turned to him mercifully. Indeed, Allah is oft returning to Rahmah. He is the one who accepts Tawbah, and He is the merciful. At-Tawwab is an attribute whose root word is Tawbah. Tawbah meaning repentance, which means returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in essence, it means At-Tawwab is one who accepts the repentance of his abd, in by extension meaning that he resumes bestowing his grace upon them, enabling them to repent, making it easy for them to do so. At-Tawwab facilitates tawbah, repentance for his ibad. Time and over again, by the signs which he manifests for them, the warnings whereby he warns them, so that when they become familiar with the penalty, with the consequences of their actions, with the penalty of their sins, they become frightened. They return to tawbah, and Allah's favor returns to them when he accepts their repentance. At-Tawwab accepts the repentance of his ibad and forgives their sins. He accepts the tawbah of one who disobeys him, then returns to obeying him. And if he commits a sin, then returns to him, he welcomes him back. Anas ibn Malik heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Hadith al-Qudsi saying, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, so long as you invoke me and place all your hope on me, I shall forgive you and I do not mind. Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, even if your sins were to pile up and reach the skies, then you seek my forgiveness, I shall forgive you. Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, if you come to me after having committed as many sins as would fill the earth, believing in me, associating no partners with me, I shall grant you their equal in forgiveness. So how do we apply it to our lives? How do we apply Tawbah to our lives? We look at Surah Al-Tahrim, ayah number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu wa you who believe, Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Do tawbah to Allah, turn to Allah with a sincere turning. Asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum wa yudkhilakum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Maybe your Rabb will remove from you your evil and cause you to enter gardens beneath which rivers flow. Tawbah literally meaning to return from revolt and sin to the straight path of goodness. In essence, it's an internal revolution of the human being against the self. See, plants and animals don't act against themselves. The human being is the only creation that has the ability to do so. The rise of one group of human beings against another is a natural and obvious matter because we expect the oppressed to rise against the oppressor. But the rise of a person against his or her own self is not so simple and obvious. Why does it happen? Well, the reason is that in spite of having one body, we are intellectually and spiritually complex. We're a mixture of this animal ferocity and passion on the one hand, and then we have the angelic qualities on the other. When we sin, we're dominated by the animalistic within us, by which the angels, the angelic qualities are imprisoned. Tawbah is when the noble qualities, the angelic qualities, within one rises against the mean and wicked aspects, putting an end to their domination and destroying those forces. We call tawbah a reaction. When you throw a ball and you throw it down, it rebounds. Throwing is the action, the rebound is the reaction. How high the ball rebounds depends on two things. First, the intensity of the action, namely the sin. If it is small, the reaction will be small. If it is great, the reaction will be great. So the more unjust a person is, and the bigger his or her crime, the more intense the reaction. The second factor on which the intensity of the reaction of tawbah depends is the nature of the person's consciousness and the strength of his or her iman. That is why even small blunders, small mistakes, which may hardly be called sins, they arouse the conscience of those who are spiritually firm and strong. While maybe many of us have hundreds of these mistakes without worrying about them. Now sometimes we have a misconception that asking for forgiveness means tawbah. Tawbah is not just asking for forgiveness. It's the turning of us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But maybe more important, it is the aspect of Allah being at-tawwab, His turning towards us. In a hadith from Usul al-Qafi, quoted by Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, if I were to say, I am sorry, my Rabb, Allah will instruct the recording angels to forget that which they have written of my sins. If I was to say, I'm sorry, my Rabb, I will not repeat this offense. Allah will instruct parts of my body to conceal my sins. If I were to rectify the consequences of my actions, Allah will instruct the earth to conceal the sins that I committed over it. And if I were to spiritually atone in like, then when I meet Allah, there will be nothing to give witness against me regarding any sin. In Dua Tawbah, we did some extracts from it in the month of Ramadan. Let me reiterate some of the things that Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam has taught. The Dua states, accept my Tawbah as you have promised. Pardon my evil deeds as you have guaranteed. Grant me your love as you have laid down. And you have my agreement, my Rabb, that I will never return to what you dislike, and my guarantee that I will not go back to what you disapprove, and my promise that I will give up all acts of disobedience to you. That, in essence, is what tawbah is about, is being able to fight the inside, to be able to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn towards us. The Prophet ﷺ used to say, by Allah, I seek forgiveness of Allah and I repent to Him every day more than 70 times. This by a personality who was ma'soom, who did not commit any sins. Yet, he asked for forgiveness and repented more than 70 times a day. Now, the tawbah that is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not simply seeing the wrong and ugliness of one's actions, regretting having done bad things and wishing not to repeat them, fearing Allah's punishment and hoping for His mercy. That's basically like cutting off the weeds but leaving the root. We have to dig out all the roots. The tawbah that is acceptable, the repentance that is accepted to Allah, is the effort of inner cleansing, trying to eliminate the cause of the sins. And for that, Allah promises not only His rahmah and forgiveness, but His love to such purified ones. See, if you look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّحِّرِينَ. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 222. Indeed, Allah loves those who do tawbah and those who make themselves tahir, those who purify themselves. Many times misfortunes fall upon us as a result of unrepented sins. If we complain about the difficulties, they only increase. if we accept them, look upon them, are able to reform ourselves, the difficulties will cease. And more important so, to show thankfulness in adversity is the attitude we need to apply into our lives. If you feel you cannot stop doing wrong but are aware of what's going on and feel really gutted by the feeling of being sinful, recite at the Wab 409 times in the morning. You will find one day you will wake up knowing that your tawbah has been accepted. And the sign of acceptance of tawbah is that one cannot commit that sin again, and the recollection of it leaves your memory. You're not able to remember it.